Hello, 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 and welcome to the Lynn Woods Gospel Entertainment Podcast, where we talk to inspire. I'm Lynn Woods, your host, and today I'm excited to have as my guests Alvin Love III and Dewan Hill of the Youth Filled and Energetic for Christ group, Nashville Life, which is based out of Nashville, of course. Yeah, and the Nashville Life Church is where they came out of, where the senior pastors are Alvin Love and his wife, Remy, and Dove Award-winning recording artist, who we all know and love, Ms. C.C. Winans. And the latter of those folks happen to be Alvin Love III's parents. So welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
I am just so excited and happy to have you all to come on and talk about your music and Nashville Life and how it started and all that in the midst of this coronavirus pandemic. So how are you holding up in the midst of all of this as young people who most of the time are very social and you can't get out and see your friends?
We've been making do. A lot of phone calls, a lot of FaceTime, a lot of Zoom calls and all that. Dewan's got his family at the house. How have you guys been?
It's been really interesting for us because the kids don't quite understand why we're not going anywhere, especially Tobin, my three-year-old. So encouraging him to not freak out or feel like the world is ending because he can't go see his friends has been probably the biggest challenge. But we're healthy. We haven't gotten sick. So I'm most thankful that we're healthy and safe.
Oh, well, it's good to know that all of you all are doing well and you're staying safe and staying at home. What are your positions in this multicultural group? I just love it because it's multicultural. I looked at your video to your single, Sing a Song, which I love because I'm like old school and I remember that. I know where the track comes from. Anyway, but it's a multicultural group of young folks. How did this all come about and what are your positions in that group?
Well, in the group, I'm just one of the writers and singers in the group, and Dewan's actually the worship pastor of our church. Nashville Life Music came from the church first. Now, we were Nashville Life Church, and we started writing our own music with the worship team, and after a while, people started requesting recordings of these songs because they would hear it at church, and they couldn't find it on YouTube or on Spotify or on iTunes, and that was because we hadn't recorded them yet. They were just original songs. And after a while, we had about probably 20 songs that we had written, and we decided to pick enough to do an album. So we did Shine On Us Part 1, which is all of our original songs from Nashville Life Church. And then from those songs, we got connected to Integrity Music, and they signed us, and now we're Nashville Life Music, which is the worship team of our church. So the church is really what started everything.
How would you describe your sound? I say it's youthful, it's bright, and it's, of course, all about Christ. But how would you describe the particular style of music, guys? How would you describe your music to the people?
I think because our church and the team has people, not just from different races, but different age groups, and come from different cities. Nashville is a kind of a destination spot for a lot of college students and a lot of colleges. So a lot of people move to Nashville from everywhere around the world. So the church, I think, is a good representation of that. And so we have people that have preferences for rock. We have people who have preferences for gospel, for CCM, for pop, for folk music. I mean, the team is about as wide as you can get, from the big gospel singer to the quiet folk singer. We've had it all. So I think the music kind of reflects that, and each project kind of turns and leans maybe to a certain way, but almost all of them have three-part harmonies, all the songs. Almost all of them have energy and a focused message about Jesus, and almost all of them tend to be corporate in nature versus kind of introspective. Most of them encourage participation and encourage people to join in singing or dancing or clapping because they were written for our church services. So I think those factors kind of what defines what we do.
And how many people are in this group? You were naming the three-part harmonies that you all have and the fact that it grew out of the church, and you talked about your sound. But how many people are in this group, and have you been out traveling and performing? Not now, but I mean prior to this.
Right. Hey, you talk about maybe 25 people, Dewan, would say, between band and singers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep. And we've got a couple opportunities to go out of town. We did Lifeway Conference. That was a bit out of Nashville, East Tennessee last year, which was great. It was cool to get the whole team out to lead worship for worship leaders and pastors. And then a couple other things that have happened. But yeah, mostly our priority is really just church. We're at church obviously every week before the lockdown happened, before the quarantine started. But yeah, that's the main place that we are. But we are looking forward to getting out and doing more traveling whenever all this lets up.
How did it feel when to be nominated for some of these awards?
It was really, really encouraging for me. I mean, I grew up in church and grew up in gospel music, and a lot of my heroes, including Alvin's family, I've listened to the music for a long time. So to be named among them and to win an award with them was, I mean, it's a bucket list item, you know, really, really great. And I'm honored and humbled that I got to be a part of it. So it was great. I got to take my wife to the Grammys, which was a very great date night.
Wow.
A good time. Also to the Doves. So yeah, it was a blessing to us. And I think I really appreciated the connections that I got to make with people, which has been probably the bigger benefit of getting the actual award, is just being able to be in the room with more people that do what I love to do. So it's been really great.
How did you feel, guys, when you had like your single, My God, it peaked at the top 10 on BDS, gospel charts, and MediaBase? How did that feel? It had to feel like wonderful, and thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, that was big for us. We just every week, whenever we would hear how it climb up higher and higher on the charts, was just a huge honor for our little church to be just making an impact and having people all over the country respond to the song. And then, yeah, it's just been really cool. We go to church with Mr. Talkbox, who's featured on the song, and it's just been cool to share that celebration. DeJuan wrote such a good song that so many people are responding to. So I think between just me and team and DeJuan and Mr. Talkbox, we've just been having a good time seeing My God sung around the world, and so many different churches are doing it. We get so many tags on Instagram of different churches and different groups doing My God. So it's just cool to see it spread everywhere.
All right, then. Now, your current single is Sing a Song. And how did that whole thing come about? And then you got Aaron Cole, who just won the Dove Award. I was down at the Dove Awards and I saw him win it, and he was just so excited. How did that come about, and what was it like working with Aaron?
Yeah, Sing a Song is a fun story because I was playing piano one day and got an idea to make that hook that you hear at the top of the song. And then I sent that hook to Alvin, and he sent back a melody and lyric. And so that whole song was written over text message. I don't think we actually sat in a room one time together until the song was pretty much done. So the song just kind of came between the two of us bouncing back and forth. And then we tried it at church, which is always the test of whether the song is good or not.
Okay.
Like this. And we can tell pretty quickly whether it's going to hit or not within the first chorus or so. And this was one of the songs that immediately grabbed people's attention. They were up dancing and singing along very quickly. So we decided to record it. And then Alvin had the idea of adding a rap artist to the song. And Aaron Cole, we've known for a couple of years before that, and we just invited him to come do it. In the same way, we sent him a song. We were never in the room with him. He wrote his part and recorded it and sent it back to us, and it was perfect. I mean, we took the first version that he did. It was so great.
Yeah, that's amazing, the technology, guys. Isn't that wonderful?
Isn't that great? Yeah, it's amazing. It really is cool. And then to see him win that award at the Dove was great for him personally. Obviously, we celebrated his win there. And also, being attached to him with the song seemed to be a good timing for us, too. So, yeah, it just seemed like the song was good for us since the beginning.
Well, however it came together, guys, it is working. Speaking of that song, Sing a Song, you all did the video. Who came up with the concept of the video? I saw it, and I really like it. It's so bright and cheery, and folks loving the Lord, a multicultural group, and you're at this, looks like in a gym where there's a game going on. So who came up with the concept of it? Because it's working.
Thanks. Yeah, the concept came from really our photo shoot. We were going for, like you said, a youthful, energetic look. So I think we were talking about different school gyms, and we found West End Middle School that had a great gym that had not been renovated since like the 60s. And we thought that it captured just the essence of the timeless kind of nostalgic vibe that the record has. So when we did our photo shoot there, Integrity brought up the video and said, what should we do for the video? And we were just so enamored by the room that we were in, the gym that we were shooting the album cover in. We said, how about we do the video here? And thought about doing more of a pep rally, basketball game type thing to just really capture the celebratory spirit of the song. So we got some cheerleaders and basketball players, and we got a big old mascot, and invited our whole church to come out and be the crowd for the game. So that's how the video came to be.
Well, it looks like it was a whole lot of fun going on there, and a lot of spirit-filled fun going on. So great job on that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, my next question is about the album. You're still working on the album?
The album is very close to being done. Probably minutes away from being done, actually. So we're very close.
So give me just a little, tidbit about what's on the album, what other kind of songs are on there, and when can we expect it to be out there on digital platforms and for us to find it?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, the album, honestly, was inspired a lot by Sing a Song and some of the other songs we were writing that were nostalgic in how they sounded for the 70s. Alvin and I, we went to Belmont together, and I remember a lot of songs to reference as our favorites came out of that decade. And so we started to write more songs, inspiration from, artists from that time period, Andre Crouch, John, Earth, Wind & Fire, and wanted to bind some of those elements with corporate worship at our church. So that's what you hear on the record. You hear a lot of sounds that will make you remember recording styles and arrangement styles of that decade. You'll still hear three-part harmonies, a lot of gang vocals, a lot of energy, a lot of excitement. And every song that you'll hear on there, except one song we haven't done at church yet, but every song on there has been done at our church and fit to come out this summer. We were planning to kind of put it out sooner, but with everything going on, we're going to shoot for the summer to have a really strong release.
Wow, I know your folks are going to be looking forward to it. So tell us, how can people find you socially in the cyber world, social media world? How can they find you and follow you and like your music and all that stuff?
Yeah, where the music can be found anywhere music is found on social media. We've got Spotify. We've got iTunes, Nashville Life Music, look us up. We've got NashvilleLifeMusic.com. We've got Nashville Life Music on Instagram and Facebook. So pretty much every digital format, you will be able to find us if you look up Nashville Life Music.
Is there anything that you would like to say before we close to a lot of the young folks out there who are struggling through this coronavirus pandemic and this stay-at-home order?
Yes. I will definitely just encourage everybody to turn your eyes to Jesus. The album that we have is called Here for Jesus, and we really believe that he's a centerpiece of our whole life, and he comes especially in handy during times like this where our whole lives are being shaken. And I just want everyone to know that Jesus is here, especially for these times when we are unsure of things. We can always latch on to him because he's a firm foundation for us. So turn to Jesus. If you're not sure about your faith, this is the time to really latch on to him, and he'll see us through this.
All right, then. Well, thank you guys for spending time with me today to talk about your music and what's coming forth and encouraging our young folks to just stay safe, stay home, and above all things, stay in Christ, stay with God.
Amen.
God bless. Please like and subscribe to the Lynn Woods Gospel Entertainment Podcast.